So the book of Job is often placed in the wisdom tradition because we see a transition that forced the Israelites or the people of faith to change their perspective into their understanding of blessing and curse. In the beginning, as we have seen throughout the Old Testament theology, that if God favors someone, then that person will be filled with a lot of materialistic blessings, right? And then the one that God curses seem to lose it all. But that we see in the book of Job, that that Job would be labeled, and that we hear from his friends too, trying to help him to discern the will of God and trying to help him to see reality, see a mixture and the confusion of blessing and curse, and Job within himself too question and battle whether God was blessing him or God was cursing him. But Job, with the simplicity of heart and a childlike faith, said, "Whatever God gives or he takes away, blessed be the name of the Lord." And that is that childlike faith that we're called to have. And I can tell you right now, it's not easy. It's not easy to praise the Lord when things get hard. It's not easy to continue to trust the Lord when things are being taken away from us. And today, in the book of Job, we have heard something very unique about Satan. Satan, in the book of Job, is one of the spiritual entities in the court of the Lord. And he came to the Lord, and this is the first time we see Satan being labeled as the accuser. He accused Job by saying to God, "God, this guy, Job, he only prays you when things are right. But if you take everything away from him, see how he will curse you." Yeah, deception, lie, but also false accusation. Those are the three qualities of the devil or Satan himself. And it's so hard for us to embrace what Job was going through, because for ourselves too, it's easy to praise God. It's easy to pray and to have a spiritual life when things go right. But when things are taken away from us, will we ourselves fall into what Satan is trying to do to our spiritual life? Will we curse God? Will we abandon God? Will we change our heart? And will we just walk away when things get hard? Satan knows that. Satan knows that it's easy to bless God when we have everything that we need. But Satan, that's why he always attacks us, especially when we seem to lose whatever we desire in our heart. He always come in and say, "Look at how God had abandoned you. Look at how pitiful your life is. Look at this and that." Satan go back to that same attack over and over again by filling our heart with despair, with negativity, with hopelessness. And that's why we have to trust in God. Whether God gives, whether God take away, whether I understand what's going on or not, blessed be the name of the Lord. And that's why in the gospel reading today, Jesus took someone who is insignificant and often looked down in the Israelites' society, a child who have no voice, who would be ignored by the elderly, those who are more wise, more powerful, more influential, but place them in their midst to say that whether we're big or small, whether we have power or not, in the eye of God, we're all his children. And blessed be the fate of that child. And whoever welcomed that child welcomes God, because it comes from the simplicity of heart. It comes from a childlike faith to trust in God no matter what. So therefore, we have to ask ourselves too, are we still petty about comparing ourselves to others, just like the disciples in the gospel reading today? Or are we willing to trust that God is able to work all things out, even in times and in people that do not share our same values? Do we believe that the divine providence of God is able to change heart beyond what we think that we can do? And the last question would be, will we able to trust God when things don't go right? When the curses seem to be piled upon us, and when we continue to turn to God, even when Satan is playing tricks on us, when it seems to be out of control, when we seem to lose it all, will we trust in God even then?